and some of them are natri and some of them are haram and some of them are shirk. A person who is hungry and he goes and he buys a nice piece of pork. He has money, he can buy beef, he does not need. He buys a nice big piece of pork and he eats it. Now he's going to release himself from the feeling of hunger. That was a cause for him not to be hungry. But that cause was haram. What do you mean? Now we have a cause which is permissible. If somebody wants to have a headache. A person who has headache, he goes and takes his Tylenol and he says, Allah, he's not dependent on the medicine itself to heal him, but he knows Allah, he created this medicine with the ability to heal, and he depends on Allah to make that effective. He is affecting a cause which is permissible and tangible. You can see it. And how it's tangible? Because it has been proven by research and development and trial and error that whatever Allah created in those medicines, something that will release you from this pain. Somebody has headache and he puts his hand on his forehead and he says Bismillah 3 times. When he says A'udhu bi Allah wa qudratihi min sharri ma ajidu wa hadha 7 times. And then his headache is gone. This is a cause, but it's not tangible. It is untangible. It's not something you need. It's not a tangible cause. Yet this cause will bring the effect with the permission of Allah. After that we have the cause which is shirk. What is the cause which is shirk? But for some people to say this thing will protect us, yet there is no foundation for that thing to bring to you protection in the religion or in the trial. In the religion or in the qadr of Allah. In how Allah created things. So, somebody wants to protect himself from the evil eye. Well, he goes to the Ali, what they call it, the Juhadid Fire. The guy who sells gold. Fire. After that. Tazun to Lekha Ya Ulu. Inshallah Ali. And he tells him, I want to buy Lafz Jalal Allah, I have the blue stones on it to protect me from the evil eye. Or he wants to buy the thing that is dangled and has an eye in the middle of it and has a lot of things coming into the bottom of it and has those, the blue stones. And he thinks that will protect him and he protects his children. No, better yet, a person has a new child, newborn. He does not do the tahniq as the sunnah. He does not shave his head at the 7th day. The first thing that he does, shirk in Allah. He goes and he buys something, the blue thing. You know what I'm talking about. Very famous where we are. Buying the blue stuff, like the blue stone. They say the blue stone will keep the evil eye from before you. And all the blue bracelet and they come and they put it on that child, thinking that will protect the child. Now, we look at the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam, there's no hadith, there's no ayah, none whatsoever say the blue stone will bring to you the protection of Allah azza wa jal. Secondly, there's nothing we can document or demonstrate from trial, something that we can see tangible, that this thing will bring protection to you. So So this cause which you are affecting has no relation to the consequences which we are seeking, whether in a religious perspective or in the creative matters of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whatever Allah has created. With that being the case, we know that Allah is the one who puts the causes and effects together. When you come and position yourself as the one who is going to put the cause and effect, you are putting yourself in the position of Allah. Therefore, that will be shirk. But what type of shirk? Major or minor? It depends on the person. If the person thinks the blue stone itself will protect him, that's major shirk. But if the person thinks that the blue stone will bring to him the protection of Allah, that is minor shirk. That is minor shirk. It could be blue stone, it could be, a lot of people have different weird ideas. Some people put a baby shoe on the car.
Horseshoe.
A horseshoe. Well, I don't know what is famous in your country.
Like a triangle. They write something on it, triangle in the skin of the...
Something, a lot of things, different things, different cultures, they have different things.
They write in Arabic, they make like a triangle.
Al-Hasood, Al-Hadood.
هذه هي السماء
هي غير واحدة إلا بس عين المصاصة تبلا برصاصة So here a person will be making the shirk because he is affecting a cause that Allah did not make it a cause. But if he depends on the cause itself, it's major shirk. But if he thinks that cause will bring to him the protection from Allah, it is minor shirk. With this being the case, we can now go on in the chapter, explaining the chapter. قال أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرٍّ أَوْ أَرَادَنِيَ بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ Tell me, the things that you invoke beside Allah, if Allah was to bring harm to me, could they remove it? Or if Allah was to bring good to me, would they stop it? Say, Allah is sufficient for me. And on Him, those who depend, depend. Those who depend, depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab brought this ayah or this chapter, because he is very deep in his faqh, in his understanding. This ayah talks about major shirk. But if it is, your statues cannot benefit, nor they can harm, also the things that you put around your arms and around your neck, they're not going to benefit, nor they're going to harm you. Yet Allah is sufficient for you. See how it says the ayah? حَسْبِيَ Allah. Allah is sufficient for you. Allah will protect you. Allah will provide for you. And if Allah wants to bring something on you, no one can stop it. And verily upon Allah, those who really have the dependence, they depend on Allah Azza wa Jal. They do not depend on the little stone. They do not depend on the little thing that they hang around their neck or around their toe or whatever they hang it on. وعلى حديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رأى رجلا في يده حلقة من صحف فقال ما هذه؟ قال من الوهالك فقال انزعها فإنها لا تزيدك إلا وهنا فإنك لو مت وهي عليك ما أفلحت أبدا فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صار أمان and he's wearing a bracelet of copper, right? Yeah, copper, right?
Brass.
Brass?
Brass.
Brass? Okay. He said, what is this? He said, this is from old age. He said, take it up because it's going to add to your difficulties. If you die wearing it, you're never going to be successful. So this companion, he was wearing something thinking that that will protect him, that will deliver him from some of the problems that he had. And that is not the case, because this is not a religious issue that the Prophet told us about, nor is something that documented to be the case. It's not a tangible thing that you can document and try. Therefore, that would be not permissible to do. Also in the hadith al-marfu', ما هو يعرف ما هو الحديث المرفوع يا إخواننا
عن الرسول عن
الحديث
عن الرسول عن
المرفوع ما رفع إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هل الرفع يقتضي الصحة؟
نعم
هل الرفع يقتضي الصحة؟ يعني الحديث الذي رفع عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم منتهى الحديث إلى الرسول
قال الصحابة قال الرسول
هل يقتضي الصحة لحديث المرفوع
الصحابة
الحديث المرفوع لا يقتضي الصحة لأن الرفع من صفات المتن وليس من صفات السند فقد يرفع الحديث ولكن يكون في سنده ضعيف فلذلك علينا أن نتدارس علم الحديث لأهميته من حديث مرفوع من تعلق تميمة فلا أتم الله له ومن تعلق ودعة فلا ودع الله له Whoever put on himself a talisman or an amulet he would never see his wish fulfilled by Allah People why they wear talismans? They wear talismans to realize something or they wear an amulet to get something Whoever does that he's going to be punished by the exact opposite of why he is wearing it. Therefore the Prophet said, مَنْ تَعَلَّقُ Whoever put that, may Allah not make them realize his goals. Whoever put the wada'a, may Allah not make them have his get the peace. Because people put the wada'a, they think the amulet to get some peace and rest. To keep them from things that will annoy them. So Allah tells him, لا ودع فلا ودع الله له. May Allah not make them have peace. So it was treated by the exact opposite of his intention. والجزاء من جنس العمل. This is a very important principle in Islam. الجزاء من جنس العمل. The reward is the same nature of the action. Only. The reward is the same nature as the action. And there's another riwayah, من تعلق تميمة فقد أشرك. Whoever wears a talisman is committing shirk. Why is he committing shirk? We ask ourselves. Because wearing a talisman is not a cause for you to bring protection. If you do it, you will be affecting a cause, which is not a religious cause, nor it is a cause from the qadr, from the creation of Allah. So you will be making shirk. What type of shirk? If you depending on the talisman itself, it's a major shirk. If you say the talisman will bring the protection of Allah, it's minor shirk. ولابن أبي حاتم عن حذيفة أنه رأى رجلا وفي يده خيط من الحمى فقطعه وتلا قوله تعالى وما يؤمن أكثرهم بالله إلا وهم مشركون This hadith narrated by Ibn Abi Hatim according to Hudhayfa that he saw a man and in his hand a thread and he was wearing that thread for the purpose of delivering himself from fever so he took that thread and he cut it off and he recited the ayah most of them they believe in Allah but they have some shirk element now this perspective looking at the ayah this shirk here must be minor Because major shirk and iman cannot meet in the same heart. But iman and minor shirk might meet in some heart. Look in the Surah Yusuf, the few ayats before it, it say most of the people will not want to become believers. Bring that to your attention. Most of the people are not going to become believers. And then it says after that, and those who believe, they're going to have some association of them. So that will give you, only few people will establish Tawheed 100% of one. So we have to be very serious about establishing Tawheed, because it's not something that is going to be dawning on you while you are sitting home. It's not going to dawn on you. It's something of education. You have to put forth the effort to educate yourself night and day to establish your Tawheed pure and clear from all types of misunderstanding. Having said that, we have finished the chapter, and there are 11 issues. Inshallah, we go to them quickly. التغوير في مثل الحلقة والصيف ونحوهما لمثل ذلك. It says the strict forbidding of wearing rings, twine, and the like. The second issue, that if the companion had died wearing such a thing, he would not have succeeded. This is a confirmation to the statement of the companion that minor shirk is greater than major sin. We have always thought about that. يعني الشرك الأصغر أعظم من المعاصي الكبيرة من الكبائر. الشرك الأصغر أعظم من الكبائر. ولذلك كان عبد الله بن مسعود يقول: لأن أحلف بالله كاذبا أهون من أن أحلف بغيره صادقا. To swear by Allah on something which is falsehood is easier than to swear by other than Allah as something which is correct. Because swearing by other than Allah is a shirk. The first one, ignorance was no excuse. Now, ignorance, that man, this man, he must be ignorant to this fact. But in this statement, you know, we doubt this point that the Shaykh was making, because we know ignorance is an excuse. But it might be, if you died after you knew this fact, then you're not going to become successful. Not before you knew this fact. The third thing, that إِنَّهَا لَا تَنْفَعْ فِي الْعَاجِلَ بَلْتَضُرْ لِقَوْلِهِ لَا تَزِيدُكَ إِلَّا وَهْنَا. Really, such article will not be beneficial, will not benefit in this life. Indeed, it is harmful, as was stated by the Prophet. It will do nothing except increase your weakness. الخامسة الإنكار بالتغليظ على من فعل ذلك. The intense disapproval and censure of whoever does such a deed. But we have to know also, when we are calling to Allah Azza wa Jalla, we have to call with kindness, niceness, and know the situation of the people who we are dealing with. And the biggest issue, التصريح بأن من تعلق شيء وكل إليه. And that is, whoever hangs anything, he will be left off with that which he is dealing with. But a person is connecting himself to Allah, Allah will deal with this person. But if the person puts a ring in himself or a talisman, he is not supported except by this talisman. So can you imagine a person supported by a thread or by a stone? He has no support. من تعلق شيء إلى إليه. The declaration that whoever wears an amulet has committed shirk. أن من التصريح أن من تعلق ثمينا فقد أشرك. We got this from the hadith. التاسعة أن تعليق الخيط من الحمى من ذلك. To wear something to deliver yourself from fever, that is part of shirk. التاسعة تلاوة حذيفة الآية دليل على أن الصحابة يستدلون بالآيات التي في الشرك الأكبر على الأظهر كما ذكر ابن عباس في آية البقرة. حذيفة's recital in the verse of the Quran a clear cut proof that the companions used to recite the verses dealing with major shirk could to condone minor shirk. As ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه did by reciting the verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 165. The next issue was to wear any talisman from the evil eye is also part of shirk. وإنذر issue, the last issue, الدعاء على من تعلق تميما أن الله لا يتم له ومن تعلق ودعا فلا ودع الله له أي ترك الله له. That's Prophet Muhammad said, whoever does that, may Allah not complete for him. Whoever does that, may Allah not give him peace. And we mentioned that الجزاء من جنس العمل. Having said that, we have finished this lesson, this chapter. And if you have any questions over the next maybe 10 minutes, we try to answer them to the best of our ability. وهذا صلى الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
His Quranic verses hanging on the wall considered as a what part of the name?
Quranic verses cannot, is not considered part of that. The reason being, Quran is the speech of Allah and it's an attribute of Allah, so you cannot make shirk with Allah with his attributes. Nevertheless, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said the Quran was not revealed for that. The Quran was not revealed to be hanged on the wall as decoration pieces. So hanging the Quran is not part of the command.
So if you do it, you get the same.
Yes, you can say that, because say Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said the Quran was not revealed for this purpose. To write something of the Quran, clearly from the Quran, that is not to be considered in that perspective, because the Quran, لأن القرآن كلام الله. وكلام الله صفة من صفاته، فلا يمكن أن تشرك بالله بصفاته. ولكن يبقى السؤال، هل هذا العمل مشروع أو غير مشروع؟ نقول هذا غير مشروع، لأنه لم يرد عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كتب ذلك عن الحسن والحسين، وكان يحبهما ويقول هما ريحانتايا من الجنة في الدنيا. وما تقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ولكن كان يقول لهما أعوذكما بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة وبكل عين لامة. The answer is to write قل والله أحد أو قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس on a piece of paper and to put it on our children. Is that shirk? He said, no, this is not shirk, because this is the verses of Allah and the speech of Allah is one of his attributes, and you cannot make shirk with Allah's attributes. Nevertheless, we have to, is this practice permissible or not? We say this practice was not practiced by the Prophet of Allah. He loved Al-Hasad and Al-Husayn, yet he did not do that for him. But he used to say, the dua, u'idhukum bi kalimat Allah al-Tamma, I protect you by the perfect words of Allah. So you say the dua, that you protect the children. You can read the dua over your children. And that is something that was done, a practice, So we do it and we practice it and we follow into different states.
Some people say if you do it for the purpose of education in a temporary basis, it's okay. Like for example, if you want to recite or memorize hadith, for example, and you write it down on a piece of paper and hang it on a wall.
Yeah, that is different. Yeah. That is different too. Write something on the wall, write it down. Write the hadith on the mirror. Allahumma ahsin khuluqi kama ahsanta khalqi. That is for the purpose of reminding yourself of but people do not do that for they buy a very nice elaborate surah al-Kursi and written in a Kufi style that they cannot even read it. And this is another one. Where is the reminder in that?
So there's some one hadith from the Abu Mas'ud that the Quran was not revealed to him from the wall. You can say there's a sin?
No, I cannot say there's a sin. No, I said you may say that.
You may say.
I did not say you can say that. I did not say you can. It's the same. So you can say that based on the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. But to make a person truthful for that, it takes much more research to do that. Therefore, I was careful of I cannot say a person would be truthful in doing that, but say this is not the practice of our righteous predecessors. And we always say we want to follow our righteous predecessors. And collecting the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla is not by hanging it on the wall in so little of a print that you cannot even read it. But by knowing it, by knowing the meaning of it, and by watching your behavior in relation to the name of Allah. One of his names is the one who is watching over you. So you be careful and alert. And so on and so forth.
We spoke to Maim. In the Al Kareem, the woman I took it in a year and a half. Al Hamshir.
Yeah, لأنه يعتقد أنه سوف تجلب اللحظة.
أيوه.
هذا شرك أظن. يعني من تعلق تميمة ويعتقد أن التميمة بذاتها تنفع وتضر هذا شرك. ومن تعلق تميمة واعتقد أنها سوف تجلب له النفع من الله عز وجل فهذا الشرك أظن. لأن النفع من الله عز وجل ليس عن طريق تعليق التمام.
بالنسبة للودع والحاضر
نفس
الشيء نفس الشيء وصار لأنه يؤثر عليها التصريح بأن من تعلق تميما فقد أشرك.
نعم.
ورجع على الحديث.
نعم.
فقال صار ممكن يعني
نعم. فقد أشرك وما وضح نوع الشرك.
نعم.
And this is why in the beginning of the chapter it says من الشرك to do this. Type of shirk to do that, but he did not specify what type of shirk. So the type of shirk, نوعية الشرك يعود إلى نية اللابس. فإذا كان يعلقها ويعتقد أن هي تنفع وتضر فهذا شرك أكبر لأن لا ينفع وضوء إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. ولكن إذا كان يعتقد أنها سوف تجذب إليه النفع فهذا شرك أصغر لأنه أثبت لله سببا لم يثبته الله لنفسه. أثبت لله سببا لم يثبته الله لنفسه. And sometimes people where surahs and Quranic verses are in some countries people write surahs and Quranic verses on like a little container with specific ink and then they wash it off and they drink this water. Is that shirk or haram? To the best of my knowledge, and this knowledge not my personal knowledge, but what was written by some people who researched in that area, they say there was nothing authenticated in the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was practiced, that thing was practiced. And all the narration that are brought to that effect, they are weak narration. Therefore, it's not now to be permissible to write thing with Quranic verses with some eat and wash it and drink it. Because we have now Quranic water, later on we're going to have cake, Quranic cake. People bring Quranic verses, they wash it, they put in the cake and they eat it. Quranic food and so on and so forth. So having said that, this practice is practiced by people. So a person who is ignorant, he does not know, he has this situation. But we can say, believe that those things are not to be done, it's haram, because we do not have a clear or an authentic practice from the Sunnah.